Watching for more severe weather conditions today. Good morning, I'm Jeff Motes. We do have thunderstorms to the north and east of Lincoln this morning. It's 61 degrees at KFOR, FM 101.5, 1240 AM at 703. Keep an eye on the sky again today for another round of severe weather. Lincoln is under a slight risk of severe storms, with the prime time being between 2 this afternoon and 8 o'clock tonight. Now, KFOR News this morning talked to meteorologist Katie Gross at the National Weather Service office in Valley.
The bigger threat today is going to be the hail and strong winds, more so than the tornadoes. There's just kind of a smaller chance for tornadoes, but definitely looking at some large hail and strong winds with these storms.
Stay with KFOR throughout the day with the latest information through Operation Storm Watch, brought to you by Golden Rule Contractors. The exact damage path from Friday afternoon's tornado between Lincoln and Waverly has been determined, but aside from all the heavy damage to Garner Industries at 98th and Highway 6, as many as 9 homes were also damaged by the storm.
This is certainly a tragic event for all of those people that were directly impacted. But when we look at it in terms of injuries and loss of life, we're just certainly thankful that it could have been much, much worse.
That's Lancaster County Sheriff's Captain John Vick, who on Monday recounted the events from Friday afternoon.
Pretty much from the northeast corner of Lincoln, the 84th and the Highway 6 area, and then on northeast, kind of along the west side of Waverly, was the path as I understand it.
Vic credited the help from first responders in getting Highway 6 reopened in time for traffic coming into Lincoln for this past Saturday spring football game. Of the 70 people inside Garner Industries at the time, only 3 people suffered minor injuries. Now, the new information regarding Friday's tornado outbreak across eastern Nebraska, which says that the first storm between Lincoln and Waverly has been rated preliminarily as an EF3 tornado with high winds of 158 miles per hour. And that same storm system, when it reached the western sections of Omaha into Elkhorn and Bennington, it was also an EF3 tornado with a max wind of 165 miles per hour. The tornado that touched down at Epley Airfield in Omaha, that's been rated an EF3 on the high end with wind speeds of 152 miles per hour. Other assessment updates could be made in the following days. And another reminder that if you'd like to help out with any disaster relief efforts by making donations, you can do that to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief. There's a link on our webpage that you can do it at KFORnow.com. KFOR News Time 7:05. A major drug bust on Interstate 80 near Milford on Thursday. According to the Seward County Sheriff's Office, an SUV was stopped for a traffic violation when the driver got suspicious. Probable cause led deputies to the seizure of about 200 pounds of meth with a total street value of just over $7 million. A man from California was arrested, then turned over to federal authorities. A 24-year-old man was arrested shortly after midnight Monday morning after a break-in was reported late Sunday night on the north side of the Dillard store at Gateway Mall. Lincoln Police Captain Todd Cutsian says as officers were clearing out the building, they found a gray jacket on the floor, and one of the officers recognized it belonging to someone that was contacted earlier in the day.
A few minutes later at 12:18 a.m., officers located 24-year-old Scott Frankson in the area and took him into custody.
Officers found just over $3,000 worth of items on Frankson, and more than $9,500 damage was done to the door and display cases. Lincoln's first forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then partly sunny for a little bit today. Breezy, a 50% chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe. High of 83 this afternoon, then later tonight, clear and breezy, a low of 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, 70% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 69.